Chapter 3. Basic Driving Skills and Safety Rules. A. Before starting the engine. Most motorists can drive safely for years by using care, courtesy, and caution. Most motor vehicle collisions are caused by errors of the driver and occur within a few miles of people's homes. Before entering your vehicle, check in front and behind the vehicle for objects, animals, or persons in your path. Safe driving starts before you turn on the engine. Please take the following steps every time you get in your vehicle. 1. Lock the doors. 2. Adjust the seat. 3. Adjust the inside and outside mirrors. 4. Adjust ventilation. 5. Fasten and adjust your seat belts. 6. Ask passengers to fasten their seat belts. 7. Adjust your feet to the pedals. 8. Adjust the steering wheel. 9. Adjust the head restraint. 10. Adjust your radio, CD, cassette player. B. Rhode Island Safety Belt, Child Restraint Law. The seat belt use law is a primary law for all ages, meaning you can be pulled over if anyone is unbuckled. Safety Belt Use Law. Rhode Island General Law, RIGL, 312222. 1. 312222. F. Any operator of a motor vehicle transporting a person 18 years of age and older in any seating position of a motor vehicle operated on the roadways, streets or highways of this state shall ensure that the person be properly wearing a safety belt and or shoulder harness system, as defined by Federal Motor Vehicle Safety Standard 208. 2. 312222. G. Any person who is an operator of a motor vehicle shall be properly wearing a safety belt and or shoulder harness system as defined by Federal Motor Vehicle Safety Standard 208 while the vehicle is in operation on any of the roadways, streets, or highways of this state. 3. Vehicle operator is responsible for compliance of sections F and G. The fine for violation of this section is $40 per occupant. Child Restraint Law. RIGL 312222. 1. 312222. Any person transporting a child under the age of 8, less than 57 inches, 4.5 feet tall, in height and less than 80 pounds in a motor vehicle operated on the roadways, streets, or highways of this state, shall transport the child in any rear seating position of the motor vehicle properly restrained in a child restraint system approved by the United States Department of Transportation under Federal Standard 213. If the child is under 8 years old but at least 57 inches in height, or at least 80 pounds, the child shall be properly wearing a safety belt and or shoulder harness approved by the Department of Transportation pursuant to Federal Standard 208 in any rear seating position of the motor vehicle. 2. 312222. B. 1. Any operator of a motor vehicle transporting a child who has attained the age of 8 years but is under 18 years of age in any seating position within a motor vehicle operated on the roadways, streets, or highways of the state shall ensure that the passenger is properly wearing a safety belt and or shoulder harness system, as defined by Federal Standard 208. 3. 312222. B. 2. Any operator of a motor vehicle under 18 years of age shall properly wear a safety belt and or shoulder harness system. Exceptions. Children under age 8 years are exempt from being transported in any rear seating position if the vehicle has no backseat, for example, pickup truck, sports car, etc. All rear seating positions are already being utilized by other children. In 312222b, as described above, the oldest child should ride in the front seat if the vehicle is equipped with a passenger side airbag. 4. Penalty. The fine for a child riding in the front seat or for a child over age 7 years not in a seatbelt is $85. A violation for transporting a child not in a child restraint system mandates a court appearance. Booster seat, safety belt use law. RIGL 312222. 1. Infants. Birth to at least a minimum of 1 year old and at least 20 pounds. rear-facing and or convertible car seat. Back seat use only. 2. Toddlers. A minimum of 1-year-old and 20 lbs to the car seat manufacturer's maximum recommended weight. Forward-facing convertible car seat. Back seat use only. 3. Children under 8 years of age. Less than 80 lbs. And or less than 57 inches. Booster seat or safety harness. Back seat use only. 4. Children under 18 years of age. Lap, shoulder seat belt. Back seat. Safest place for airbag safety. 5. Drivers and passengers 18 years of age and older. Lap, shoulder seat belt. Properly placed low on hips and across middle of chest. 6. Does your child need a booster seat? The 5-step test. Did you know most children need a booster seat from the age of 4 to at least between 8 and 12? If your child is not riding in a booster seat, then take this 5-step test. Does the child sit all the way back against the vehicle seat? Do the child's knees bend comfortably at the edge of the vehicle seat? Does the shoulder belt come down over the collarbone in the center of the chest? Is the lap belt on the hips, contacting the pelvis? Can the child stay seated like this for the entire trip? If your answer to any of these questions is no, then your child needs a booster seat to ride safely in the vehicle. Booster seats must be used with a lap, shoulder harness system. C. Stopping your vehicle. Even when road and vehicle conditions are ideal and the driver is perfectly alert, it takes a great distance to stop a motor vehicle. To stop your vehicle, 3 things must happen. 1. You must perceive, recognize, the danger and the need to stop. 2. Your brain must react to the hazard and tell your foot to step on the brake. 3. Your foot must move to the brake pedal and operate the brake, braking. The distance your vehicle travels between the time you recognize the danger and react to it is called your perception distance. The distance your vehicle travels when you move to step on the brake is called your reaction distance. After seeing danger, it takes the average driver about 3/4 of a second to apply the brake. The higher the driving speed, the further your vehicle will travel before you are able to apply the brake. The distance your vehicle travels from the time the brakes are applied to the time that the vehicle is brought to a stop is called braking distance. Braking distance will vary depending on the conditions of the road. It is important to realize that on wet or icy roads the braking distance will be much longer. Therefore, when driving in these conditions, you must drive slower. Oil, rubber, dirt and water combine to make roads especially slippery when it first starts to rain. The perception distance plus the reaction distance plus the braking distance equals the total stopping distance. In addition, 2 situations may occur which can prevent you from stopping when you need to. Velocitizing occurs when you begin to feel that you are going slower than your actual speed. You can avoid this by varying your speed slightly when driving long distances on the highway. Use care while reducing your speed as you enter exit ramps. Hydroplaning occurs when the front tires of your vehicle lose contact with the road surface on a wet road and you lose steering capability. Guard against hydroplaning by keeping tire pressure inflated to manufacturer's recommended standard, reducing speed, and being careful while driving in the rain. Avoid areas where water pools. D. How to turn. Making proper turns from proper lanes. 1/6 of all crashes happen when one vehicle is turning left. Most of these would not happen if the driver made the turn properly. Studies have shown that a motorist's greatest risk of a motor vehicle collision occurs at an intersection. Follow these steps to make a proper left turn. 1. Upon approaching an intersection at which you wish to make a left turn, you must give the proper signal in sufficient time to warn the driver of any vehicle behind you. As you gradually slow down, watch the mirror to see that the driver of the vehicle behind you has understood your signal. If the road is wide enough for you to do so without crossing the centerline, leave room for following vehicles to pass you on your right. Be sure that no vehicle behind you is trying to pass on your left, and, above all, never pull suddenly to your left from the right-hand lane. If you can't work your way to the center early enough, go on to the next intersection. 2. As you approach the intersection, position yourself in lane position number 2 far enough in advance before your turn. 3. When you reach the intersection, wait until the way is clear. Do not turn your wheels in your intended path of travel until you are clear to make your turn. 4. Both the motor vehicle directly approaching you and the vehicle approaching on your right has the right offway. 5. When the road is clear, make your turn at the proper speed and keep to the right of the center of the roadway. After turning into a four-lane road, keep driving in the center lane until you can change to the right lane without getting in the way of other vehicles. 6. Always yield the right of way to pedestrians in the street. 7. Cancel your directional. Follow these steps to make a proper right turn. 1. When you wish to make a right turn, you must first give the proper signal in sufficient time to warn the driver of any vehicle behind you. 2. Right turns must be taken from the extreme right-hand side of the road. 3. Do not develop the dangerous habit of swinging to the left before turning right. This is likely to make the driver of the vehicle following you assume you are going to turn left. 4. When you reach the intersection, wait until the way is clear. Do not turn your wheels in your intended path of travel until you are clear to make your turn. 5. The motor vehicle directly approaching you has the right of way. 6. When the road is clear, make your turn at the proper speed and keep to the right of the roadway. 7. Always yield the right of way to pedestrians in the street. 8. Cancel your directional. The basics of making a turn. A. Approach the turn. Plan your path through the turn. B. Brake prior to the turn to reduce speed to a safe level. C. Coast into the first half of the turn, covering the brake, gentle pressure on the brake pedal, in case the need to apply the brakes arises. D. Drive out of the turn by accelerating at a safe, comfortable rate of speed. E. Turnabouts. Turnabouts are maneuvers in which you may turn your car around to drive in the opposite direction. You may be asked to perform a turnabout during your road test. To plan your turnabout, you should make certain of the following. There are no signs which prohibit a turnabout, such as a no U-turn signs. You cannot cross a double yellow line at any time. Local statutes may prohibit turnabouts. You should be familiar with local traffic regulations. You have clear visibility in each direction for a distance of 500 feet. There are no hills or curves nearby which could obstruct your view of oncoming traffic. You are at least 200 feet from an intersection. You have enough space to complete the maneuver. You are not in an area of heavy traffic. There are no pedestrians in your path. You must then decide which turnabout you will use. There are four types. You must choose the safest and best suited for traffic conditions and the street on which you will make your turnabout. U-turn. You must have sufficient space to complete this maneuver. Check for traffic in both directions. Signal that you will be pulling to the right curb and stop. Signal your intent with your left turn signal or turn on your four-way hazard lights. Check traffic in both directions. When you have a clear path, turn the steering wheel all the way to the left and slowly drive to the left, completing the maneuver. Make sure to cancel your directional signal or turn off the hazard lights upon completing your U-turn. In Rhode Island, you may make a U-turn only when it is allowed and does not interfere with the free flow of traffic in either direction. Backing into a driveway or side street on the right side. This turnabout allows you to re-enter traffic by driving forward. Signal your intent to pull to the right side of the street. Drive past the street or driveway you plan to back into. Check for pedestrians and traffic in both direction and when clear. Begin to back up, slowly turning the steering wheel to the right. When you have completed your backing maneuver, straighten the steering wheel and stop once you have cleared the curb line. After you have stopped on the side street or driveway, check for oncoming traffic. Signal your intention to turn and if clear proceed by entering the main street again. Pulling into a street or driveway on the left. This maneuver is more hazardous because you will be backing into the travel lane. Choose a street or driveway on the left which has clear visibility in both directions. When you have entered the street or driveway, the car has crossed the curb line. Straighten the front wheels and stop. Look in both directions for pedestrian and vehicular traffic. Turn the steering wheel to the right and slowly back up into the first lane of travel. At about the halfway point in the turn, begin to straighten the steering wheel. After completing the turn, stop, check for oncoming traffic, and when the path is clear, signal and enter the flow of traffic. The three-point turn. Unless prohibited, you may use the three-point turn to turn around on a narrow street. Select a safe location to make this maneuver. Signal your intent to pull to the right side of the street. After you have come to a complete stop, signal your intent with your left directional signal or with the four-way hazard lights. Check for oncoming traffic in both directions. Turn the steering wheel fully to the left and slowly drive forward, crossing the street. At a point before the left side curb, stop. Again, check for traffic in all directions. Turn the steering wheel fully to the right and begin to back up. When you have reached a point where the front of the car is in the middle of the street, stop. Again, check for traffic in all directions. Turn the steering wheel to the left and proceed in the opposite direction. Remember to turn off your directional signal or hazard lights. Be careful when making this maneuver. Wait for approaching traffic to pass and watch for pedestrians. F. Stopping and parking. Stopping. Stop when stopping. Drivers should completely cease all forward motion for a minimum of 3 seconds. This gives the driver time to look left, look right, look left again, and proceed with caution. Where to stop? RIGL 31209. Obedience to stop signs. Every driver of a vehicle approaching a stop sign shall stop before entering the crosswalk on the near side of the intersection. In the event there is no crosswalk, the driver shall stop at a clearly marked stop line, but if none, then at the point nearest the intersecting highway where the driver has a view of approaching traffic on the intersecting highway before entering the intersection, except when directed to proceed by a police officer or traffic control signal. Four-way stops. Follow these procedures when at an intersection with a four-way stop. Once stopped, you must yield to all other vehicles that were stopped prior to your arrival at the stop sign. Once having stopped, all other vehicles arriving at the intersection after you must yield the right of way to you. If two vehicles arrive at the intersection at the same time, you must yield the right of way to the vehicle on your right. As always, being courteous and respectful will help prevent dangerous situations and make the roadways safer for all drivers. To leave a traffic lane to enter a parking space, parallel parking. 1. Move into the traffic lane nearest the parking space. 2. Use a turn signal to indicate your intentions. 3. Enter the parking space using the four steps shown in the diagram below. 4. Stop the engine, lock the ignition switch, remove the key, and set the parking brake. To enter a traffic lane from a parked position. 1. After starting the engine and releasing the parking brake, maneuver the vehicle to a position from which re-entry into the traffic lane can be made in one motion. 2. Look to the rear. Check the rear view and side view mirrors and look over your left shoulder to cover the blind spots. 3. Signal first, then drive out carefully. 4. Enter the driving lane that is closest to the parking space. Where you may not park or stop. 1. On the travel portion of the highway. 2. Beside a vehicle stopped or parked at the side of a street, double parking. 3. On a sidewalk. 4. Within an intersection. 5. Beside any roadwork so that you block traffic. 6. On a bridge or in a tunnel. 7. On any railroad tracks. 8. Any place where official signs prohibit stopping. 9. In front of any driveway. 10. Within 8 feet of a fire hydrant. 11. Within 20 feet of a crosswalk at an intersection. 12. Within 30 feet of a flashing red or yellow light, a stop sign, or a traffic light. 13. Within 20 feet of the driveway of a fire station or across the street within 75 feet of the driveway, where there are signs. 14. Any place where a sign says, no parking. 15. Within 50 feet of the nearest rail or a railroad crossing, unless you stop for just a short time to load or unload passengers or packages. 16. At any curb cut or ramp for handicapped persons. Unless a law prohibits parking, a vehicle parked on a two-lane road must have the right wheels a maximum of 12 inches from the right side of the road or curb. On a one-way road, a parked vehicle may have either wheel a maximum of 12 inches from the side of the road and headed in the same way the traffic goes. G. Starting on a hill. When you take your driving test, you may have to stop and start your vehicle on a hill. You will be instructed by the examiner to drive to the right side of the road, stop, and then set your parking brake and shift to neutral. The parking brake must hold the vehicle from rolling back. When starting your vehicle on the hill, look over your left shoulder to be sure that traffic is clear, put the vehicle in gear, signal, release the parking brake and drive out carefully. In a vehicle with a standard shift, you should be able to drive up the hill without rolling back. H. Starting from the curb or making a safe lane change. 1. Signal your intent with sufficient time to warn other motorists of your intent. 2. Check your mirrors and look over your shoulder to make sure the blind spots of the mirrors are clear and no other vehicle has entered your intended path. I. Entering the roadway from a private road or driveway. When entering the roadway from a private road or driveway, you must stop at the sidewalk before continuing to the curb line where you are mandated to stop again. Stopping at the sidewalk will allow you to check for pedestrians in the sidewalk and stopping at the curb will allow you to check for oncoming traffic. J. Passing another vehicle. Passing a vehicle on the left. On multiple lane highways, the law requires you to use the left lane to pass and the right lane for normal driving. When you are being passed by another vehicle, you should slow a little and keep right. This will allow the other driver to pass safely. When approaching another vehicle from the rear and you want to pass, be sure you have sufficient distance to pass safely and check your blind spots. Blind spots are areas that cannot be seen in your rear or side view mirrors. Before making any lane changes or passing maneuvers, a motorist must check over his or her left or right shoulders to view the areas not visible in the mirrors. Avoid placing packages or other large items in the back seat or on the rear window ledge, which could cause a blind spot. 1. Give a left turn signal to let the driver ahead, behind you know that you will be pulling out. 2. Look to the rear through the rear view and side view mirrors and over your left shoulder to view any blind spots that may exist. 3. Proceed to change lanes and pass on the left. 4. Cancel your left turn signal. 5. At night it might be necessary to blink your headlights from low beam to high beam and back to low beam to warn the driver in front of you that you intend to pass. 5. When you have safely passed the vehicle, activate your right turn signal. 6. You should go far enough past the vehicle you are passing so that you are able to see the tires on the pavement of the vehicle you passed in your inside rear view mirror. It will then be safe to return to the right side of the road. 7. In general, pass vehicles only on the left. 8. Never pass more than one vehicle. 9. Never travel over the posted speed to pass a vehicle. Passing a vehicle on the right. A driver may pass on the right of another vehicle only as follows. 1. When the motor vehicle ahead is making or about to make a left turn. 2. On a street or highway that is wide enough for two or more lanes of traffic with no obstructions and not occupied by parked vehicles. 3. On a one-way street or roadway wide enough for two or more lanes of traffic and free of obstructions or parked vehicles. Under no conditions can you drive off the pavement or main traveled portion of the road to pass a motor vehicle. Passing on a hill, curve, railroad crossing, at an intersection, where signs prohibit, over solid lines, entering a tunnel or bridge, or over the posted speed limit is dangerous and may be the last mistake you make. K. Proper backing procedures. If you are backing up for a distance greater than 30 feet, it is recommended that you activate your hazard lights to warn other motorists of your maneuvers. While backing, you should look over your right shoulder, partially turning your body, while maintaining proper control of your vehicle. When backing in a straight line, you should periodically check all mirrors to be sure that no other vehicles, pedestrians, or obstacles are in your path of travel. L. Freeway driving. Driving on freeways can be easier than on other types of roads, no crossroads, traffic lights, or pedestrians, provided the motorist takes necessary precautions and remains alert. Because of the higher speeds of freeway traffic, you may be called upon to think faster, to anticipate situations, and to act sooner. Sudden lane changes on a freeway by you or another driver can be dangerous. You should use the proper signal for every lane change. When you want to pass, check for fast approaching vehicles to the rear and use your turn signals briefly before swinging out as well as before turning back into the right lane. If you must stop on a freeway because of mechanical or other difficulties, signal and move your vehicle into the breakdown lane if possible. Beware of vehicles that might be traveling wrongfully in the breakdown lane. Beware of the condition called velocitizing. This happens when you begin to feel that you are going slower than your actual speed. Be particularly aware of velocitizing when preparing to leave a freeway. You must reduce speed and return to normal driving conditions as you approach the exit. On long freeway trips, pull off the road to a safe place occasionally to rest in a designated safe area, not in the breakdown lane. To avoid the effects of highway hypnosis, a condition caused by long periods of driving, get out of your vehicle for a while to relax and to take refreshments. If it becomes necessary to make repairs along any highway, be sure to move the vehicle to a place where all four wheels are off the main pavement. Be sure to turn on the vehicle's hazard, emergency, flashing lights. If available, consider using flares, reflectors, or triangles. Acceleration lanes permit motorists entering freeways the opportunity to accelerate to the speed of traffic. Deceleration lanes permit motorists about to exit a freeway to slow down to the exit ramp speed. Merging area is the area beyond the acceleration lane on a freeway where motorists merge into the flow of traffic. Freeway speeds vary from lane to lane. Therefore, it is important for motorists to pick the proper lane to travel. The far left lane is for passing other vehicles. Trucks, buses, and other special vehicles are prohibited from traveling in this lane. The middle lane is, for through traffic. The right lane is for slower moving traffic and for motorists entering and exiting the freeway. M. Safe driving on the highway. The following are recommendations to be a safe highway driver. Drive at or below posted speed limits. Rhode Island law sets speed limits as follows: 25 miles per hour, miles per hour, in residential areas and 50 to 65 miles per hour on most highways. Don't tailgate. The easiest way to tell if you are a safe distance from the vehicle ahead of you is the 3-second following distance rule. Listen for E.A. the 3-second rule. If the roadway is wet or slippery, you will need additional distance, seconds. If you are being tailgated, change lanes. Never speed up because you will be tailgated at a higher speed. Never slam on your brakes. Never antagonize or call on a tailgater. Stay calm and ignore potential aggressive road rage incidents. Don't drive at the same speed for a long time. Change your speed occasionally on long trips. Look behind you now and then in your rear, side mirrors. Never pass a vehicle until you are sure no one is coming up behind you in the passing lane. Always signal before changing lanes. Do this soon enough to let other drivers know what you are going to do. Never stop in the traffic lane. Stop on a highway only if you must. Move as far off the traffic lane as you can. If you need help, raise the hood of your vehicle, tie a white cloth on the door handle and stay in your locked vehicle. Drive in the right lane unless otherwise posted or if you are passing another vehicle. Making frequent lane changes are unsafe. slow traffic must always keep to the right. Stop and rest when drowsy. Driving when drowsy is a major cause of serious motor vehicle collisions. Slow down and drive with care in bad weather. Wet, icy, and snow-covered highways can be very dangerous. If you miss your exit ramp, go on to the next exit. Never stop and back up to the missed exit. Keep your eyes moving, looking at other vehicles. Always be aware of what is going on around you. Give emergency vehicles the right of way at all times. If an emergency vehicle is approaching, pull over to the right, stop and wait for it to pass. Before re-entering the flow of traffic, activate your turn signal, glance over your shoulder to ensure another emergency vehicle is not coming, then proceed. Always drive 500 feet behind emergency vehicles. Be especially careful when buses stop. Passengers may be entering or leaving buses. Never take the right of way for granted. The law grants right of way, but the other driver may not. Yield to the other driver in these cases, it may save a life. The basic speed law in Rhode Island requires motorists to drive only as fast as the road conditions dictate. Be it snow, rain, sleet, ice, or road construction, motorists must realize the speed limit sign is the maximum speed for ideal conditions and therefore, they must adjust their speed to the conditions. The basic speed law promotes driving at a speed which is safe for pedestrians, road conditions, and other traffic. N. Cellular phone usage. Drivers under the age of 18 are prohibited from using a cell phone while operating a motor vehicle, per RIGL 3122-11.9. This includes a prohibition from using a hands-free device or speakerphone. The only time a minor is permitted to use a cell phone is in the case of an emergency. If you are under 18, do not use a cell phone while driving. Using a cellular telephone while driving is a major distraction to the operator of a motor vehicle. If you do use a cellular phone, take the following precautions. Decide if you really need to make, receive a call while driving. Have a passenger place the call or dial the telephone when stopped. Pull off the road. Try not to allow the telephone call to become emotional. Purchase hands-free or speaker-type telephone devices. When receiving or making calls, have the cellular telephone within your reach. Try to avoid using the cell phone if at all possible. Texting while driving is forbidden in the state of Rhode Island. Evidence suggests that text messaging, or texting, often requires the driver to both look at the phone and manipulate the keypad with one's hand. Cellular phone penalties you need to know. Cell phone penalties. If you are a minor, less than 18 years of age, you are not allowed to use a cellular phone while driving, as stated in Rhode Island General Law Section 3122-11.9. If you are found to be in violation of the law, you are subject to the following penalties. First offense equals $50 fine. Second offense equals $50 fine. Third offense plus equals $100 fine plus lose license until 18 years of age. Texting penalties. No matter the age, you are not allowed to use a wireless handset to compose, read or send text message while operating a motor vehicle, as stated by Rhode Island General Law Section 312230. If you are found to be in violation of the law, you are subject to the following penalties. First offense equals $85 fine. Second offense equals $100 fine. Third offense plus equals $125 fine.